Anyway, so that previous one, because I've been thinking, I spoke to someone, whoever it was, that, yeah, it was Ajit, I think, maybe Shapur too, that now it's really about learning bhakti for real. Bhakti means love and devotion. And as the very clear description of the qualities of a Vaishnava, and the even description of how Vaishnavas associate with each other, dealings with each other, it's just so clear. It's all about love. So it's about time that this is now learned, because it's very important now. If that is not understood and lived, but devotees are rather fighting each other because they have different gurus or groups or whatever, or opinions, then it might just all fall apart and fail. There is a real risk for that. So it's a warning, but also, more importantly, a solution. Because the solution is simple. You just need to wake up to it again. Just be friends. Help each other, support each other, serve each other. Don't try to exploit each other. Work together for the common goals of the service of the Sankirtan movement. And there may be differences of approach, but then you cooperate around that which you agree upon, rather than fighting around that which you disagree upon. So it's really about love. And Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained it's actually about Radharani. Although ironically she is hardly even mentioned there until in the 10th canto. But there it gets very clear that it's all about her, because she is all love personified. And the whole life and essence is love. Yeah, so I don't know how to fit this all into the, or if it should go there somewhere. So it's all about love. And this is how Varshan is ruled, because it is ruled by Vrindavaneshwari Radhe Radhe.